Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio. It's your boy KG broadcasting live from West Philadelphia University City section and from NYPA Studios. Thank you for joining me live today. It's a lot to get into with topics and everything. Plus, well, I'm going to get into the upcoming surprises and changes with NYPA Entertainment Radio, the People's Podcast. All right, let me start with what's coming up. Like I said, next month, normally in the month of March, I usually do an all-female playlist in honor of Women's History Month. But with the upcoming surprises in that month, you know, it's going to kind of mess up the feng shui of things, how what I have envisioned. So I'm going to have to push that back for another month or so, along with the Spotlight playlist, which is supposed to be maybe April or May. But we're still going to happen. I'm still have an all-female playlist. We're still going to do Spotlight playlist where you guys vote, and then you tell us what you want to play for the following month or whatever the case may be. So like I said, for a Spotlight playlist, feel like in the month of April, I put up the poll, you guys vote. Then the month of May, based on the selection, I would pick that for that month. Now, like I said, and if you guys don't vote, like it's very low, then I make the decision. If it's a tie, then I make the decision. But overall, you guys vote, hear your voice, and just all you got to do is type in the name of whatever the category it is. It could be whatever era, it could be a writer, it could be a producer, it could be a soundtrack. Whatever you choose will be for month of May or June or whatever, the spotlight will be on that particular genre of music or artist or producer or writer, songwriter. So we're pushing that back a little bit along with the all-female playlist. It's a lot of things that are in development that is happening, like I told you before. I just don't come on the show and be like, hey, I'm going to do this and then disappear and it doesn't happen. I ain't going to bullshit you guys. I ain't going to lie to you guys. If it's going to happen, I'm making sure it happens. If it don't, I'm gonna tell you why it doesn't happen. So I'm just not gonna be a voice saying, yeah, I can get that person on here and then don't produce. That's not me. But I do like surprises, and I love great surprises, a good surprise for you guys, and I know you're gonna enjoy it with the guests that are planned. Like I said, the murderer's row of people I have for you guys, I think you're really gonna enjoy. I can't really get into details because I want you to be surprised. I'm still trying to tweak certain things, but you're going to enjoy it, especially the one for sure that's coming in March. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. With that being said, in the coming weeks to months, there's going to be changes to NYP Entertainment Radio. It's not going to happen all in 1 week or 1 month. It's going to be spread out, probably leading into season 12 and a little bit beyond season 12. Changing of platforms is coming soon. Like I said, it's confirmed. I'm going to be back on camera. So you can see the video and audio. So you have a choice. If you can't see the audio of the video on demand or live when it's happening, you always can go on demand and watch it on certain platforms, as I'm working that out now behind the scenes. And then you have the option for audio. Like if you're on the go, you're running errands, you're going to work, you're working out, whatever the case may be, you can't watch it, you still have the audio option. So once I'm peek behind the curtain, just trying to get these platforms together and get the new studio underway so it can be visible, you know, look good on camera. It'll be coming your way soon. some trial and error there. I ain't going to lie to you. Some trial and error going to be in there. But it's good to be back on camera soon. It'll be a lot of fun. You can see my facial expressions and my guests and whatever co-hosts I bring in. And it should be a lot of fun. Changing the intro. That's coming up too. And, you know, I might have a new couple of co-hosts or new co-hosts coming on board. Shaking things up here big time. NYP Entertainment Radio. Just shaking it up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm changing the format a little bit. We're still going to have your music playlist, and you can fill the topics. But just kind of, as the show grows, trying to shake it up and tweak it a little bit, change the format just a little bit, probably add and take away some things. But like I said, that's coming in the weeks, the months to come, and you'll see the gradual change, and I'll probably give you guys a heads up. I'll communicate with you guys and let you know what's going on. If you tune in, you know, you expect something. I don't want you to be surprised by something else. I want you to be aware of the changes that are coming to your favorite podcast, NYP Entertainment Radio. Just, you know, as the week goes on, I remind you, as we build going to March and so forth, and the new platform, the way it's going to look, the new intro coming down the line, stuff like that. So some things will be new. Some things will be the same. I just got to wait it out and see what happens as this, you know, I'm just taking it as it comes and just making a tweak to make sure I present the best show possible for you guys and make sure it's entertaining and a lot of fun when you tune in. That's the basis of the show, is just have an open mic for myself and you guys to chime in and it be entertaining for 2 hours at a time and just, you know, get your mind off your problems and let me just stare your troubles away for at least 2 hours and make you laugh, think, cry, whatever. And I don't want you to cry. That's horrible. Let's see. Chuckle, smirk, grin. That might work. That's better. You know, a little smile. You know, get a little tooth. You know, smile a little bit. Show a little tooth there. Something. As long as it's a positive expression. And that's what I'm trying to do. So, like I said, more to come. As we get closer, I will be dropping hints. And then I will start giving you details and dates of things. And, man, I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of great things coming your way here at NYPN Entertainment Radio. I still have a few new songs from this month's playlist that I haven't got to last week. And get to those. And then I got some from last month to kind of fuse in between. So we've got a lot of fun today here at NYP Entertainment Radio. And listen, for those who can't catch this live or not listening to me live, you know, obviously, you know, subscribe, download, and enjoy on demand on any of the 13 platforms, iTunes, Anchor, Google, Spotify, Radio Public, so forth and so on. NYP Entertainment Radio, a new era is coming. Believe that. Let's get started. I came across this week, actually yesterday. And the funny thing was I was speaking with my best friend, my brother, Mike, and he brought the artist Benny the Butcher up. And he, I think he had a song with J. Cole, which is cool. I might put that on the playlist one of these months. And so I can't, and you know, when you put in someone's name, it stays on your timeline. Anytime you like Google something and anything about that person constantly come up on your timeline and Google whatever in your news feed and something. So artist Benny the Butcher accused of stealing $10,000 earrings in grand theft case. Benny the Butcher is a suspect in a grand theft case. A woman who recently shared a room with the Griselda rapper at a SLS hotel in Beverly Hills has accused Benny of stealing her expensive jewelry. The alleged victim claims that when she woke up during her stay, her earrings, which she says are valued around $10,000, were gone. According to the victim, Benny later admitted to taking the earrings and promised to return them. A few weeks have passed, yet the earrings are still missing. The woman has since filed a police report. The news arrives as the Buffalo Bred rapper prepares to drop his latest project, Tana Talk 4, due out March 11th. The tape will mark Benny's first project since last year's Pyrex Picasso. Easy for me to say. The upcoming album was produced by The Alchemist and Derringer and will include the previously released track, which I was just talking about with J. Cole, Johnny P's Caddy. Benny has been pretty tightly lipped about what fans can expect from Tana Talk 4, but told Charlamagne last month that it'll include big-name features including Cole and Diddy, as well as his fellow Griselda members, Conway the Machine and Westside Gunn. Back in November, Benny inked a deal with Def Jam, announcing the news on Instagram with a photo of himself signing the contract. A Buffalo N-word, the new face of legendary Def Jam Records, he wrote in the caption, signed my major deal finally. All right, there's a lot to unpack here. Before I do, I'm going to say this. Now, a few weeks ago, I had a little one-on-one talk with Lil Wayne. Y'all guys heard the conversation. I call, hey, Lil Wayne, listen to blah, blah, blah. I ain't going to do that now. I ain't going to call Benny the Butcher. I ain't going to have a direct one-on-one with him because his name is Benny the Butcher. Now, that doesn't mean he likes to cut cold cuts. That means something in his neighborhood in Buffalo, okay? So the group is Griselda. Look that up. I was told by my brother to look that Griselda thing up. So, yeah. So I'm not going to say, hey, Benny Butcher, look this way. What I will say is this about the story itself. Number one, $10,000 for a pair of earrings. My God. If you really want to flush some money down a toilet, that's the way of doing it. For one pair of earrings, $10,000? Really? Let's talk about her for a second. What the fuck would you spend $10,000 on one pair of earrings? Really? Really? And number two, why are you telling people they're $10,000? You say, I got a pair. Oh, where you get them from, girl? It cost me $10,000. What the fuck? Like, why would you tell someone that? No one knows how much shit costs unless you tell them. They can guess. They can assume. But no one knows how much anything costs until you open your mouth. And she opened her mouth and was like, yeah, I got $10,000 earrings on. And he was like, oh, yeah, allegedly. Oh, okay. All right, and allegedly, let me hold them. I'll give them back to you, whatever the article said. Like, what the? Like, why would you hold them again? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, he taking the earrings and promised, I'll promise I'll give them back to you. Why do you need them? It says he admitted that he, according to the victim, he later admitted to taking the earrings and promised to return them. Okay, number one, why would you take them? Like, let me hold them. Let me hold these Jones for a minute. He didn't say Jones is Philly slang. Let me hold these things for a minute. And I promise, I'll give it back to you. But why would he need the earrings? And then number three, really? Really? $10,000, I'm going to give them back? Nah. I'm going to pawn them Jones. Trust me. I'm not calling Benny a butcher. We cool, Benny. If this has happened, of course, this is jeopardizing his record contract. You got to be careful. He's talented. I love that chat, JP Caddy, which is cool. I heard it with J. Cole. They flow very well together. All that talent, all the stuff you've been through to get where you at, let's not blow up doing stupid shit like this. Let's not borrow, allegedly, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, borrow someone's $10,000 earring and don't give it back to them. All that just for whatever reason you borrowed them, which doesn't make sense, and ruin what you worked so hard for to get to a level that you're at and going beyond. Let's not mess that up. You know what I mean? So hopefully it's not true. Hopefully it never happened. Hopefully it's a misunderstanding. Because you go through all that for some bullshit stuff. That's what frustrates me about anyone in the entertainment business. I met a black, white, male, female, sports, anything. When it's something you knowingly doing is wrong or whatever the case may be, it's like, come on, man, you worked too hard to get into a situation where you at now. Don't blow it. Don't mess up on stuff. Do something stupid, it'll blow back on you and knock down everything you built. So hopefully time goes on, we'll get a clarification on this and see what happens and not really what kind of hurt him in sales or anything like that. And we'll see what happens. Now, one more thing. To the lady that's going around telling people it's $10,000, shut the fuck up. Stop going around telling people $10,000. Why would you tell someone that? I don't get under that. I don't get over that. How much that costs? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Look it up and find out. Go to the store and find out. But then I'm not going to go, this cost me this. You just drawing attention to yourself. That's just my opinion, folks. That's how I feel. You just drawing attention. I know it sounds harsh, but she is. She's drawing attention to herself. Shit, man. The hell are you doing that for? Speaking of hip-hop and money, DaBaby gives homeless man $100 for portable radio It looks like the baby had plenty of fun in Los Angeles while engaging in activities around the Super Bowl last weekend. Last Sunday, the North Carolina rapper jumped on his Instagram account and shared a video of him giving a homeless man $100 for a portable radio. In the clip, the baby rocking Los Angeles Rams gear and blue boots spots the old drifter holding a radio and asking him for money. The billion-dollar baby entertainment head honcho then asks him how loud the radio gets. The man turns it up, and it reaches a couple of higher decimals. The baby asks him how much for the radio before giving him a $100 bill. Homeless man is visibly shocked by the Suge Rhymer's generous act. My God, he uttered. Interestingly enough, baby tells one of his handlers to take the radio from him, which he does, but very carefully by the antenna. Baby captioned the post, my boy pulled up with some for sale, so I said, fuck with pimping. Don't know what the fuck he just said, y'all, but that's exactly what he said. It's some type of language I don't even understand. The baby's latest video is in a stark contrast to the clip that went viral last week for not-so-nice reasons. In a previously reported, the baby delivered a vicious beatdown on Brandon Bills, the brother of Danny Lee, who is the mother of the baby's youngest daughter, at Corbin Bowl in Tarzana, California, on February 10th. In the video, both men threw punches at each other and in between very slippery bowling lanes while onlookers watched in shock. Bills suffered the brunt of the fisticuffs as the baby cronies piled on him, of course, and were dragging him by his braids, of course. While the specific details regarding what actually led to the fight are unclear, it can be presumed that the incident stems from the baby calling the police on Danny Lee back in November after the two got into a domestic dispute on Instagram Live. Danny was later charged with an assault after being accused of attacking the 3-year-old rapper. Subsequently, her brother, Bill, jumped on social media and challenged the baby to a one-on-one fight. As far as the bowling alley incident, a spokesperson from LAPD confirmed that a police report was filed for the altercation and the baby was listed as suspect for assault with a deadly weapon. Fight aside, the baby had some fun in L.A. last weekend. Overall, he enjoyed the Super Bowl. Okay. All right. That's a lot on an article. I'm going to back up with the homeless dude. That was nice and gracious of him to do that. However, how about you do that, John, without putting it on social media? Because to me, when you put that on social media, you pretty much are like, look at what I'm doing. I give $100 for the radio. I got money. I'm showcasing. Do that shit on the low. You don't need to put every single thing on social media. I'm waiting for a celebrity or hip hop person to literally film themselves on Instagram Live taking a shit, literally wiping their ass in the whole nine. Cause you film everything else. Why not put that shit on Instagram Live or Facebook Live or something? Like, you give the cat $100 and keep it moving. You ain't got, hey, the camera, hey, look at it. You don't need all that. A real G would just do it on a low and keep it moving. You ain't got to be out there. You don't got to tell the whole world about it. You just want to keep it moving. That's it. That's a real G, in my opinion. That's a real G. Give him $100, keep it moving. You ain't got to look what I gave my man. I gave him $100 for the radio. Something the whole fucking thing. What moron are you? Just fucking give him the money and keep it moving. If you're a real G, just you're a real boss, billionaire baby, then you give him $100 and keep it moving. That's my opinion. That's what I would do. I'm a boss. Give him $100. Now, I would give him $100. I'm gonna give him $50 for the radio. All right, $25. That's it. Yeah, I got money, man. So this shit probably won't work. I ain't gonna use it. $25 go a long way with him. Keep your comments to yourself. Anyway, about the Bowling Island fight with Danny Lee's brother. Again, stay off of social media. Keep that shit to yourselves. Keep it privacy in your home. Challenge him to a fight. You're fighting the bowling alley. Looking like a fool. You're supposed to be a businessman, a boss. You're fighting somebody in the bowling alley. And then on top of that, you got your cronies dragging my man by his braids. Man, what the? Come on, dude. He's at one-on-one. Not your cronies. You must have got your ass. You must have been getting your ass beat, the baby. Because if you got your cronies jumping in, dragging my man by the braids, you be whipping your ass. He was whipping your ass. Like Kane fucking a faggot-ass Chauncey in Men's Society. Yeah. That's how he was like whipping your ass. And they probably dragged him off like they did drag Kane. He's dragging him up, pulling on his braids and shit. And he's whipping you. That's the only reason. Otherwise than that, why would your cronies jump in? Again, you're a billionaire baby incorporated and all that shit. Dude, keep that nonsense off social media. Nobody's going to take you serious. You doing all that cornball shit. You know how to, like, keep that shit. Be an adult. You got your beef with someone, keep that off social media. Do it behind closed doors or whatever, whatever. And that's that. Again, this is KG's opinion. That's how I feel. But it's certain things you should have to handle yourself when you call yourself a boss or something like that in the public eye. Got to handle that better. You know what I mean? You don't see fucking Bill Gates out here in fisticuffs fighting cats at Apple. You know what I mean? Stepping up, oh, dude, what's up? Nah, you do that. You be more cerebral about it. Keep your domestic shit behind closed door. Work that joint out in some type of way. Bringing it public is not smart. You know, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's again, like I always say, that's just my opinion, you know. All right, get into some music. When we come back, I got a lot more stuff to get into. So stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Separate the weak from the oppa. Leap hard to creep in Brooklyn Street. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats down like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the border. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know, the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin shake. Rashes on the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whisperin' about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind.
Bad boys behind.
The light excite all the freaks. Stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. My switch is all that, top sucker G's up. One first move, get Swiss cheese up. Cut to tech, respect, I demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with raw C-popper. Feel 1,000 deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page nigga. Puff Daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunt, he sips on the Bailey. On the rocks, tote blocks at christening. I'm a cop in the fire positioning.
What?
Come here, open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?
an hour plus a pen in the bag. Yeah, I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents and let my balls hang like I'm on a toilet taking a shit. My style is all that in the big bag of chips with the dip. Fuck all that sensuous shit. I represent intellectual violence. And leave your clique holier than the Ten Commandments.
So
I left the norm and bait ya. I love to hate ya, cause you's a freak by nature. Can't wait to face ya, mutilate ya. Drink your style down straight with no chaser. My verbal comeback like a mini Mac to your back. As soon as one of you niggas try to overreact. The LOD love good confrontation of them. Break your concentration, murder your care. For the jealous, overzealous, we fellas. Blow the spot like Bradford Marcellus. Niggas coming through and acting wild. Y'all commercial niggas better have a coke and a smile.
I got you. I call the state with many men. Trying to begin again. Forgot what I already knew. Yo, you hear me, friends? Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society trying to keep the army. My mob is infamous. It's like a fucking title read. You get back slapped so hard, make your nose bleed. But anyway, back on the real side of things. My niggas sling cracks and wear fat diamond rings. Not only is it inside the songs that we sing. Everything is real, not just a song that we sing. From my life to the paper, very accurately. Give you all of my two, so maybe you could three. Prodigy with forever S-H-I-N-E. My shit attract millions like the moon attracts the sea. How dare you ever in your life walk past me without acknowledging this man as
D.O.D. Now who the fuck you think you're talking to? I pay dues, I spray crews, look up Joey Crack. Motherfuckers be like it's bad news running this racket. From New York to Montego, slaughtering people, bringing ton of keys from Puerto Rico. I'd rather be feared than love because the fear lasts longer. These bitch ass niggas know we stronger than these weaklings seeking for respect that ain't there. Knuckleheads beware, this man tension in the air. Bacardi, call for ambulance. This man's wet, bullets cut him down from the root up just like a Gillette razor, which I keep hitting in my oral. Ready to spat out an idiot out that wants to quarrel. These feds want me for some activation. Mad at the fact that somebody's getting music, that's not Caucasian. Bullets be blazing through these streets filled with torture. Joey Crack, aka Kaiser Sorcerer.
Thug niggas get a mix to shake. Toe down, we sip drink, rock and mix. Flash the rings and think. Running hard for deep inside the Jeep, neck in. Doing my thing, fly nigga, you a scarface king. Bitches grab your death dog, get them niggas for they cheddar. Fuck it, Gucci sweaters and Armani lovers. Floss the rocks like the size of Fort Knox. 4 carats of ice rocks, pussy banging like Versace low bop. On the street, open like raw ass cheeks. I'm sexing, raw dog without protection. Disease infested, Italiano got the Luciano. I get down fucking with brown fox. Extra keys to the drop. Boom, I'm jingling, baby. I got crazy Dominicans who pay me to lay low. I play slow, roll with the firm. Mafiosa, crime kingpin. It all real, nigga, what the deal? I shot ya.
What the fuck? I thought I conquered the world. Crush some OD, hammer and ice these girls. But still, niggas wanna instigate shit. I battle any nigga in the rap game quick. Name the spot, I make it hot for your bitches. Female rappers too, I don't give a fuck, boo. Word, I'm here to crush all my peers. Rhymes of the month, been the source for 20 years. Niggas dead, I'm detrimental to your mental state. I use my presidential Rolex to be the bait. Niggas fight, clock cops, your temple gets fucked. MCs that fuck with LL, they get fucked, that's real. What's up with that, I shot your deal. Like shit, niggas slip, now how the bullet deal. New York appeal, in LA they gang bang. But if you touch a mic, your motherfucking ass pain. That's facts, niggas don't receive no type of slack. Cause if they do, their ass is always running back. Not this time, but next time, I'ma name names. LL, shitting from on top of the game. I shot ya.
Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
Yeah. LL Cool J in the house. EPMD in the back. Snap the next cash and large check. All the non-believers can coke get the dick. You know what I'm saying? Cause this is Daddy Mac, king of the Bozak. All my friends know that. Mix the master down. As I kick it like this.
Slow down, baby.
So you could get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me, you faggot. No comp rapper on a quest. To get your head flown, boy, you mustn't look a step. Cause many often wonder is MD paid. You goddamn right, punk, stay out of my way. Cause I clock G's, why you clock Z's? And I don't smoke crack. I smoke MCs, so pick up a pen, cop a squat and take notes. My rapper suffer from bleeding, sprains, and slip toes. Cause my style, deadly psychopath, schizophrenic. The rapper choke like a carpet, freeze up the panic. Cause I clock pesos, don't say yay yo. Another word for cocaine, mi amigo, that's Spanish. Terminology for friend. Now sit back and rob my Bozak as I sin. Bass funk, for beats that thump. For kickers and amps, co-lined up in my trunk. My system cranking my headlights, I'm blinking brothers riding my tip L. And at the same time thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Cause I'm the capital, P-E twice, M-D-E twice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. I like to write, but then again some bite. And while you was banging on tables, I was banging Snow White.
Slow down, baby. Yeah, slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
The ripper, the master, the overlordian, playing MCs like an old accordion. I get the inspiration from a necessary station. I'm saying I was vacationing. You can't quote with your weaker throat, trying to sneak a peek at how I freak the notes. Major MCs become minor B flat. So retire the mic, get your chains and your bats. Here's your chance to advance, get in your stance. I shoot the holster off your cowboy pants. Pure entertainment, tonight's your arraignment. You're guilty, face down on the pavement. No holes barred, it's time you get scarred. You and your squad better praise the real God, the Undertaker. Drop a thunder on fakers. When it comes to lyrics, I'm a freaky saker. So lay the mic down slow and careful, cause mine is fully loaded and I got another handful. A clip to slip it and start ripping, diving and dipping and giving punks a whipping. Just in case you wanna go a few rounds or so, I'm down so that the clowns are no, me getting burnt, the hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the huh, forget it, I'm constipated. L, slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
When I come around, homeboy, watch a nugget. I'm after on the beat down, my style's rugged. When I attack the microphone, close the zone. Rap scenes, danger, can't roam. Security's packed in walls, so war can't fall. A rap tank is full, so I can't store. A microphone is filled with premium. Any rack MC that flexes, I'm creaming them. Not with lotion, but some motion. Flow tasting, when I rock on the mic, I'm like coasting. I'm unique, fatigue, at my peak, you still seek a style, cause yours next to me. New method, to rip the stage of my A's and get loose and kick like Bruce. I'm on the rim.
Slow down, baby. 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 Slow down, baby.
Negro! My sound knock from blocks as I chill. In bus grills, you take snapshots of a maniac. Dressed in black, around I'm strapped. Did you play me too close?
Slow down and catch a cap.
Cause I don't play games and outlaw like Jesse James. To hell with the bitches in the so-called fame. Strictly fist the heart.
Yeah.
As I climb charts, busting that daily as I compose like Mozart. You stand, say your man, damn. Why him? CR1 Tugger, 560 Ben. I'm sinking mad deep, no shorts and no sleep. I'm bugged like a tapo, hard like concrete. So get a grip and don't slip or catch a click on the infrared. Aimed at your head as I blast my target. The Bozak, I rip the flow that. Make an MC stop and chill and say he's all that. Hardcore, no R&B singer. Roll with the hit squad. Down with the headbanger. Making danger and black burns surface. A real Damien Omen possessed by the devil. You dig the rhythm and I'll play the running rebel. Change my style so I can freak the funk. Yo, pass the Philly hit squad, pop the blunt. I got the power to ramshack a stadium. Even Julie Bell the Palladium. Yo, I'm from the boondock so I know the flavor. Sometimes I curse but now I show behavior. EPMD, yo, is in this to win this. A brand new LP, so mind your business. No joking, I'm getting paid fully. You wanna buy the cassette? Stop by Sam Goody.
Yo, where's my hoodie?
I wanna be hard and cause some ruckus. Talk with the B-boys, swing and blast some suckers. Walk like an Egyptian, but pack on my steel. Bucks, I'm gonna court, make my own appeal. A sort as a kid or toe, never talk to a stranger. Cause I could be a headbanger.
Headbanger, yeah. What the headbanger? What the headbanger? What the headbanger? What the headbanger? What the headbanger?
my shot spelt sprayed duck means my trigger finger digital. My gun will make men admit they should dip when I get mad at this, cause I can make them my target. Ragging them, tagging them, dragging them at a hollow point. Rhymes in my mic, so Smith of a thought of a magnum. So back up, park me as a clip for Uzis and guns, and then your faggot's gonna off me. I'm sure you know the deal of my knock. I'm boxed, I knock pumps out quick like a man of Holyfield. More rhymes and music, my solution. Subscribers of my style, here's a contribution. Let's say you want a Chevrolet and parking them seats like cars and driving them seats. The weight tanks gonna be full. Two rappers wanna tempt me, I'll break the steership and leave them empty. Cause they can't go, so I'ma call a hotel truck to go tow truck you weak sideshow. Back on the scene is the incredible one-man team. When I get mad, I turn green. The fugitive's gone, peace. I'm out of here later, and here's a finger to all your non-moving spectators. You up, I take a hit from a split, then I get biz with a new cut. Because I can jam like Teddy if you let me. A good fellow, but still rugged like Joe Pesci. My style is mad funker to develop with the irrelevant shit that I kick back, flip, send me full bitch. Deduct, then I dip, then I switch. You an incredible nigga with the nickel nine on the hip. I always got played by a honey dip, but now I'm on a money dip. So now I call the honey dip, honey bitch. And swing hardcore because that's where I come from. I rock you like Chubb and burn scrubs like a dumb dumb. Remember Red Man, last album I was hardcore, now I'm back to tear the frame out your ass crack. Cause I get wrecked with the tech, with the blend of my wet. And what you see is what you get, and what you're getting is your ass kick, nigga. Hit you with the funk to five figure. Like 8 plus funk, funk times up in your back trunk pump. Yes, the Red Man, is what they call me. Wicked with the style, you think I have cerebral palsy. Like, cause I freak the sounds crazy. Lullaby a stupid ass.
Rockabye, baby.
The funkadelic devil hit your ass with the level from the new school. And still holding my jewel.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let's keep this thing going. Original Gangsta Ice-T issues warning to young rappers visiting L.A. after Kodak Black shooting. Ice-T had issued an ominous warning to young rappers visiting L.A. for this past Super Bowl weekend. On this last Saturday, the OG Original Gangsta Mastermind shared an Instagram post that illustrated just how much knowledge he collected during his 63 years on the planet. Quote, Super Bowl weekend. Not a threat, just a warning, he said. Young rappers coming to L.A. for the Super Bowl weekend. L.A. has over 50,000 active gang members. Make sure you play it safe. It's the Wild, Wild West. Ice-T public service announcement arrived just hours after Kodak Black was shot outside of Justin Bieber's West Hollywood after party in the wee hours of Saturday morning of last week. Kodak Black was outside of an Italian restaurant called The Nice Guy when shots rang out, striking him in the leg along with three other men. All four were taken to a local hospital in stable condition and expected to fully recover. In the footage obtained by local authorities, Kodak was leaving the venue along with Gunna, where they stopped and posed for photos of fans. As the two rappers were posing for paparazzi photos, a fight broke out between a group of men near a red Ferrari at the scene. From there, at least 10 gunshots were fired, sending everyone running. As for Ice-T, his rap career has taken him to unimaginable heights, and he's been able to leave the street life behind. But still in line on Original Gangster, he lives by it. In May 2020, in an interview, the Law & Order Special Victims star revealed a line on Mind Over Matter from his 1991 classic still resonates today. Quote, Chuck D had lyrics where he said, I don't rhyme for the sake of Ritalin. And I always respected that rap because I'm like, I don't do this for the fuck of it, he said at the time. And on Mind Over Matter, I say, it ain't really how much you say, it's what you say. I got no fucking time on the mic to play. Quote, so that So that was kind of me like saying what Chuck said. I'm not here just to riddle to you motherfuckers. Everything I say, everything I'm saying has a meaning and it's important. I'm not rhyming for the sake of just riddling some words. So yeah, certain songs like You Played Yourself has that slow iced tea, and you know what it is. I got fans that like every style. Listen, yeah, OG, he know the streets, you know, in general, what to watch out for. You know, be on your P's and Q's. You know, you're in somebody else's territory. And you're visiting someone's crib. When you visit someone's crib, what you going to do? You know, wipe your feet, take your shoes off at the door if they ask you to, be on your best behavior, and, you know, be a great guest in someone else's home. I don't go out there and be acting a fool and starting trouble and you know, putting your dirty boots on somebody's sofa. Like, fuck your couch. You can't do that. This ain't your place. And I get it. You need to heed that and stay out of trouble. Now, the shooter would call that black. I don't have nothing to do with gang members. I really think somebody didn't like his music and he shot at him. Say, hey, what that punk ass right there? Nah, tell this son of a bitch and he shot at him. That's just me. That's what I feel. You know, I think mean, he's a likable guy. And it's like, hey, your music is corny, bop, 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 and it went for him. So, you know, save your comments. But keep it in mind, you're in a certain area of the city, wherever you live at, or town, or township, or county, or country, whatever, you're a guest. And you don't know what else is going on there. And you just got to be mindful of what's going on, of your surroundings, and you play it cool, keep it cool, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Moving on. Michael Che gives Ye conditions. Michael Che makes counteroffer after Kanye bribes him to stop working with Pete Davidson. Saturday Night Live stand-up Michael Che declined Kanye's offer to double his salary if he stopped working with actor Peter Davidson. He's not an actor. But only because it wasn't enough, he joked on Instagram. According to the post, the Gold Digger, a rapper, he posted and deleted a series of posts over the weekend, blasting Davidson, who is now dating Kim Kardashian, who is divorcing Wes. One of those unhinged misses was reportedly aimed at Che. Let me see here. So he would say, he would go on to say, you would double his pay. Let me back up here. Wait a minute, why is this? Here we go. All right, screen was acting kind of funny. So he goes and say, I double whatever they're paying you just so you don't have to work. You don't have to look at that pawn ever again. Big love is what Kanye wrote to Michael Che. To prove that he was in control of his Instagram account, Wes also posted video of himself holding a notepad with last Sunday's date written on it amid assurances that his social media hadn't been hacked. Che responded by posting photos of handwritten messages on a notepad similar to Wes, starting with one that reads, sorry, Ye, but I would never betray my friends. But in a second photo continues, quote, for anything less than triple salary. In another note, Che claims that means $90,000 per year. Subsequent messages add that offer from Wes would also have to include medical and dental insurance, 4 weeks vacation in the corner office. To sweeten the pot, Che also told Wes that he would like a pair of Nike Air Yeezy 2 Red October sneakers from the Grammy-winning musician collaboration with the sporting brand. Size 12, Che added. Sneakers from the collection sell for tens of thousands of dollars. Not quite finished, Che wrote on the pad, what else? To woo Che away, Wes would need to record some music for Che's band, the Slap Butts. I'm not making that up. The band name is the Slap Butts. He also demanded that Wes give him advance notice on what he's going to wear so that Che can don the same outfit so they can look like twins. Only then Che joked not only would he ditch Davidson, he would wash his hands of everyone at 30 Rockefeller Center where SNL tapes. Quote, you do that for me, I'll ramble the whole building, he wrote. gonna bridge this with another story before I make a comment. My thing is this, and I'm gonna say this after I read the next story with Kanye. It's like, yay, listen, dude, let that shit go. Let that go. Listen, I don't know why she's with that goofy-looking white boy. I'm being honest with you. He's a cornball. I don't know why, but, hey, there's other banging-ass Jones out there, my man. Find somebody else. Let it go. You got your kids. You are a billionaire. You are a billionaire. You can be anyone on this planet. Billionaire. B-I-N-N-A-R. You are a billionaire. So why are you sweating this? As long as your kids are okay, let it go. Which leads me to this. Kanye West followed Pete Davidson's brand new Instagram account days after being called out for harassing him after Kim Kardashian, by him and Kim Kardashian by leaking their private messages. Pete's return to Instagram has sparked concern among fans after he left the platform in 2018 to protect his mental health. The verified account under the handle at PMD, not to be confused with PMD from EPMD, emerged on Instagram on Wednesday evening, and it wasn't long before it garnered some famous followers, namely Kanye Ye West, who has been publicly feuding with the comedian for weeks now. Pete's timely return to Instagram marks a new development in their ongoing dispute, which stems from the fact that Pete is currently dating Kanye's soon-to-be ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, who filed for divorce from Ye over a year ago. As I'm sure you all be aware, conflict between the two parties reached new heights last weekend when Kanye, who legally changed his name to Ye last year, was called out for harassing Kim and Pete in a string of since-deleted Instagram posts, including several where he aired their private text messages. If you've been keeping track, you know that the dispute between Ye and Pete has been bubbling under the surface for some time now, particularly in light of the fact that Ye has made it clear that he hopes to rekindle things with Kim. Around the same time that Kim and Pete's relationship began to unfold in November, Ye started making a number of grand declarations and bid to rekindle their marriage. Several occasions, during this time, Ye stated his belief that God will bring them back together and even went as far as to completely disregard this split by claiming that he's never even seen divorce papers. And over the weekend, things escalated further when Ye shared a string of posts on Instagram leveling insults at Pete, who he refers to as Skeet. I'm going to stop right there. Because it goes on and it shows how childish he is. My man, EA, I'm going to talk to you like I talk to Lil Wayne. Over here. Put the Instagram down. Pay attention. Over here, EA. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. Okay? It's over. Clearly, y'all two ain't on the same page at all. So, chill out. Fall back. Get the divorce over with. Take care of your kids. Make some good music. Design some ugly-ass boots again and sneakers that cost too much. Make your billions upon billions and just find somebody else. Because she clearly moved on. And you, acting all childish and threatening this guy, you look like a bully. So, you're bullying this little skinny little white kid. And you acting on nothing. Dude, let that joint go. She clearly moved on, my man. Like, really, I get it. You want her back. So somewhere along the way, you fucked up, and you begging her back. Let that go, okay? Oh, wait, no, I'm not done. Don't walk away. Come back. Sit down. Hey, put the Instagram down. Leave that man alone. All right, yes, he's not funny. He's a cornball on SNL, and he got more time on SNL now because he's dating Kim. We all know that. I get it. Right. He's in spotlight even more because of Kim. We get that. I know. Calm down. What I'm going to say to you and whoever else is going to say to you, let that man be. Let your wife be. Move on. It's over. There's a lot of the finance women out there, and you've dated some of them. So, and there's a lot more. So, you know, sign the papers, take care of the kids, wish her well. Hey, maybe down the line, she might come back. You never know. You gotta work things out. You know what I'm saying? You never know. All right, you can run off now. You itching to get out here and play on Instagram to mess with Pete. So, go. So while Kanye's leaving, we're going to leave for a little bit, come back. Got some more stuff to get into. Stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Shine is setting right on fire.
Live here on Blog Talk. Remember, you can catch me live every Sunday from 5 p.m. 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk. And if you can't catch the show live, y'all can go to Blog Talk on demand and download this past week's show or any other show, not just on this platform, but others, iTunes, Anchor, Google, Spotify, so forth and so on. Music playlist every month. Music from all genres, past and present. Like I said earlier in the show, got some big things coming down the pike with NYPA Entertainment Radio. We're going to keep this train moving. Let's get it going. Versus announces viewer paywall. However, Switch Beats steps in. Versus will still be free to watch after backlash over plans to add a paywall to view the live stream and battles between recording artists. The streams are competing performances by pairs of legendary artists in hip-hop and R&B. It became popular during the pandemic. Switch Beats and Timbaland produces the battles. As the Versus partner with Triller, it was announced that fans would have to pay to watch the next battle and that viewers would have to sign up for a subscription with the service. Not so, Switch Beats corrected, who said on Instagram that Versus will remain on IG Live. Quote, see y'all right here tomorrow on Insta at Versus TV, he wrote. Adding, you can also watch in HD on VersusTV.com. I was out of the country. Don't ask me who did it. It's fixed. Okay. All right. I'm just kind of just assess what I just read. All right. So somebody, without him knowing, said, hey, you got to pay. And then he was like, I'm chilling out of the country with my fine-ass wife, Alicia Keys, and the kids. I don't know what's going on because technology don't follow me out of the country. You know, I'm a multimillionaire, and technology cannot follow me out of the country, so I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm a businessman, and people made decisions out, you know, behind my back, and Timbaland must have did something because I don't know what's going on. Somebody made this agreement because I'm out of the country with no technology. The technology only exists in 2022 outside the country, and I have no clue who made that decision. But I'm going to change it, and it's okay. So just snap a finger, he just switched it. So they made behind his back, but he's like, nah, ain't going to happen. And I'm like, okay, Swiss. But somebody did behind your back with a Timbaland, with somebody at Triller. Somebody made that decision. Nevertheless, he fixed it because it's ridiculous. Why make something that you created for everyone to watch for entertainment during the thick of the pandemic, in the beginning of the pandemic, for free, and decide, you know what, we'll milk you suckers for money because now it's successful. Nah, nobody's going for that. No one's going to take that shit. Nobody's like, man, bullshit, Helado, we ain't going to, nah, forget that. So I'm glad he corrected it, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, after he came back in the country because, you know, technology outside this country doesn't work in other countries in 2022. Especially when you're a multimillionaire and all these gadgets and all this stuff and Zoom and everything, you know, You might as well say he was off planet. It would make more sense. I wasn't on this planet. I was chilling on Mars, and I didn't get. Come on, dude. You're a multimillionaire. You got cash. It's technology and everything. You're telling me no one gave you a heads up? You just, like, blindly came back and was like, what? What happened? You did what? I'm going to change it. And just change it. And no one go, come on. Come on. I ain't buying it. I'm just saying. Anyway, moving on. The game reportedly upset for not being part of the Super Bowl halftime show. Since its premiere, the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime has been the main topic in social media, with a great majority of people claiming a victory of hip-hop culture and major win for the West Coast hip-hop scene. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, and 50 Cent hit the stage on Sunday night with a groundbreaking history-making performance that has been more celebrated than the Super Bowl game itself. But it seems there is someone who felt betrayed for not being part of the show, and it's allegedly the game. Legend of West Coast rapper shared a few reposted Instagram stories that suggests that he should have been part of the legendary halftime lineup. FYI, the game should have been on the stage at Super Bowl. One message, shit brazy. This is him. Sin said one message, quote, shit brazy fro. I don't. That means I don't know if he was smoking something or sipping on something. Then it says the game should have performed at the Super Bowl with Dre. I mean tis is L.A. was the third message. Again, this is him, not me. The game also had a party the same time Super Bowl where he addressed the audience. If I was there, I would not be here. I swear, this is a vibe. Shout out to YTV for collecting all the information for the details of this video and so forth and so on. Now, okay. Now, I don't know. Let me back up. Let me just back up here for a bit. Let me get my thoughts here for a second. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't know about, and I don't know if he was asked or if he asked them or he just assumed they were going to come to him and ask. But I would take it like, did you ask them? Did you let them know, like, hey, I'm L.A., can I be a part of this? You know, can I be a part of, you know, I want to hang out with your posse. Can I, you know, be a part of the show? I don't know. Or maybe he thought it was supposed to come to him. That remains to be seen. Well, apparently, he butthurt about the whole thing and that he should be there. And it'd be kind of cool to have him. He is West Coast. And he is kind of, you know, be down with Snoop and everybody else. It would be kind of cool. But I don't know. Like, the question is, did they ask you? Did they ignore you? Did you ask them? Did you assume they're going to come to you? Because it's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't know about. We don't know if he did ask or not. But I say this to him. I'm like, dude, you know, there's certain ways you could have handled this better. Again, going to social media ain't going to help. And I clearly didn't understand what the hell you were saying, but it sounds like you was mad in what I was trying to read to my audience. But I would, at the end of the day, it's like, talk to him. And maybe you ask, maybe they didn't want you, maybe you didn't fit in their whole feng shui of things, like, you know, who knows. But, again, it sounds to me he's waiting for them to ask him to be a part of it. And my thing is this, if you want something, ask. Like, yo, can I be in on this? Well, what's up with this? And I guess you assume, like, I'm West Coast, because you got the top G's in it. Why can't I be part of it? And I don't know. Talk to Dre. I think Dre's ahead of it. Find out why, how come he wasn't asked. And, you know, I mean, done with now, but just find out. At least, don't just assume. Just find out. Cardi B claps back at Candace Owens for calling her uneducated. How smart are you? Candace Owens has reignited her feud with Cardi B. The Republican political commentator has enraged a Grammy Award-winning artist after she mocked the latter, calling her, quote, uneducated. Catching one of Candace's comments about her, Cardi didn't waste any time to clap back. Underneath the neighborhood post, she posted a video in which the author talked about her, the Bronx MC fiercely responded, what's embarrassing is that she tried to get her lawyers to make me do a public apology after she's been attacking me for months and try to make me pay her $75,000 in a month to she threatened to sue with no case, unquote. She went on questioning Candace's own intelligence as adding, like, how smart you are and don't even know the law. Work on that grammar. In an episode of the Full Send podcast, Candace was asked what started her beef with Cardi. Admitting that she didn't even remember what triggered their feud, the talk show host began mocking the WAP raptress. Cardi is incredible how uneducated she is. She literally doesn't know what country she's in, how the country works, a 13-year-old state. She went on claiming that when Cardi types, there are a lot of typos, and at the same time, she's mouthing off and saying things she literally doesn't understand. I don't even think she understands, like Congress has a Senate, the House of Representatives. She has no idea what she's talking about. During the same interview, Candace took a jab at LeBron James, similarly insinuating that he's not smart. I don't think LeBron means to do bad. I just don't think he's that smart. I really do think LeBron James has a low IQ, she said. She further argued, I've heard him speak about issues and he's so wrong, but I think he carries with him in arrogance, which isn't hard when you're being called a king. LeBron's not responded to Candace's this. The activist has several times taken shots at the athlete on Twitter. In November 21, after Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted on murder charges for the Kenosha arrest shooting case, she posted a meme of crying LeBron with Kyle appearing to wipe the athlete's tears. The NBA star previously blasted Kyle for crying during the trial. What tears? I didn't see one. A man knocked it off. The boy ate some lemon heads before walking into court, he tweeted earlier that month. I'm going to back up in terms of what Candace Owens was saying. She's always in the crosshairs with the hip-hop community and black community in general. The one thing I would not say in terms of Cardi B is she's not a dumb person. She's a very, very smart businesswoman. She wouldn't be a multimillionaire if she was uneducated. I mean, question on her rapping skills, which I don't think are good at all. She's fine as hell and she's smart as shit. But she would not be where she's at if she was uneducated. And then same thing with LeBron James. LeBron James would not be a multimillionaire if he was fucking dumb or have a low IQ, so to speak. The man is a multimillionaire, and he has different streams of income out there, and I think he's going to be one day, if he keeps at it, up there with Michael Jordan as a billionaire in ownership and stuff. So he's not a low IQ. This is just her taking shots at people. And then when they come back at her, she'll play the babe in the woods and the victim, like, oh, they're attacking me, and things of that nature. I just think, it's a harsh thing to say somebody's stupid or dumb. You know what I mean? Like, you don't say that, like, they're uneducated. Say, like, dumb, oh, you dumb for, you know, borrowing a $10,000 earring or telling somebody about $10,000. That's dumb. Nah, they're educated, just dumb for doing it. But to say someone's uneducated, that's a harsh thing to say, especially in their position in life. Like, Cardi B's holding it down. She's, you know, constantly, she's everywhere. So she can't be that uneducated if the woman is a multimillionaire and continue to, you know, spread her stream of wealth, stream of income coming in and so forth. Same thing for LeBron James. But Candace Owens, I hate her overall. Like I said, she throws the rock. She throws a rock and hide her hand. As soon as you see something back to her, then she's so threatened, that whole thing. So I say fuck her, man. Anyway, moving on. Play some music when we come back. I got a few more stuff to get into, so stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio. Later. Be right back.
That real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as a gift? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling niggas CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my niggas ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that didn't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you keeping alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you ain't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kissed that whore? Why?
All that I can give, man, is the fame that I'm living. They got me in the system.
sorry, why you take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting niggas get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do niggas lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a nigga always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why niggas can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why selling the stores that you can sell in the streets? Why say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why?
All that I've been getting back is the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got them on up the highway. Why? Oh, why?
Why do we have to let a white man pop or to get an option? Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young niggas is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops are gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have teens in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all my old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got them on up the highway.
All hail to the new king, Party Man.
Party Man?
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Remember, you can catch this show and others on Blog Talk On Demand and on the 13 other platforms. You can just listen, download, enjoy NYPA Entertainment Radio on the go. Anchor, Apple, with iTunes, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, CastBox, Breaker, Bullhorn, Sounder, Yellow Alexa. Yo, let me listen to NYPA Entertainment Radio. She'll play it for you. NYPA Entertainment Radio. Like I said earlier, the new era is coming. Let's keep this ball bouncing. Yo MTV Raps is returning. God help us. This time with a Philly DJ as host. Wes Oaklane's on DJ Diamond Cuts will host a new edition of the Classic Hip Hop Show. Hip Hop has rejoiced. Yo MTV Raps is making a comeback, and this time around, a famed DJ, Philly DJ, is heading up hosting duties. Slated for the spring premiere on streaming service Paramount Plus, the new edition of Yo MTV Raps will be hosted by Wes Oaklane's own Diamond Cuts, DJ Diamond Cuts, famed rapper Conceited, a Brooklyn native who gained fame as a recurring cast member of Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out, will co-host. Cuts' real name, Tina Dunham, is perhaps best known locally as the first female mixer to ever get a DJ slot on Power 99, and as official DJ for the Eagles. She also credited with discovering Philly rapper Lil Uzi Vert and has spun on massive tours for the likes of Nicki Minaj. So, yeah, her hip-hop resume goes pretty deep, which, of course, makes Cuz a great choice for a show as influential as Yo MTV Raps with its 1988 premiere, the two-hour Yo MTV Raps became the network's first dedicated solo to rap music, and it would go on to become a touchstone for mainstream hip-hop culture through the mid-90s. Initially hosted by Fab Five Freddy, the show ultimately launched the duo of Dr. Dre, no, not that Dr. Dre, Google that, and Ed Lover to fame as the MTV VJs. This time around, offering from Yo MTV Raps will include live performances, ciphers, lifestyle content, and other hosted segments with deep dives into current hip-hop culture. God help us. Bruce Kilmer, Paramount's president of music talent programming and events, said via release that Conceited, that's a horrible name, by the way, and Cuts are the perfect pair to bring new life and energy to the show's emergence. The Philly connection we have with Cuts in the reboot, though, is nothing new. In fact, the first ever episode of the show's original run kicked off with Philly's own Will Smith, Geezer Jazzy Jeff, and writer Roxy, who wrapped his debut into the world with one simple line: "We want to let everybody know where is it at? It's right here on Yo MTV Raps." Paramount Plus and MTV Entertainment Studios are producing the show. Have not yet announced an exact premiere date for the series. DJ Jammer Cousins, though, will be performing at this year's Roots Picnic in June. All right, lots to unpack here. Let me get into this. And it's not throwing any shade towards DJ Diamond Cuts. Conceited, don't like the name for that rapper. It's just, or whoever he is. I just don't like that name. I don't watch Wildin' Out, so I really don't know about him because I think Nick Cannon's whack. But that's a whole other topic for another time. Get into this. Why not just, and someone said this to me the other day, why not just make a brand new hip-hop show? Why get a classic and bring it back? It's not going to have the same thing. It's not going to have that same oomph. It's just not just the title. It's the era it was in. It's the host they had. You know what I mean? Ed Lover, Dr. Dre, like you said, Todd One used to host that joint. Fab Five Freddy. It went 6 days a week. Ed and Dre did with Todd One during the week. Sometimes Todd wasn't filming with Ed Dre. Wasn't around. Then on the weekends, you had Fab Five Freddy on location somewhere interviewing whatever rapper or whatever's going on, video or concert. Just make another show. You don't got to call it Yo MTV Raps because it's not going to be the same. Yo MTV Raps is something you just cannot redo. You just can't do it. It's an era that cannot be relived. Just have another hip-hop show. You don't got to always reboot or revamp something. Just call it another name. Don't call it Yo MTV Raps. It's not going to have that same essence and feel. And quite frankly, today's hip-hop culture is kind of whack to me and weak. I ain't going to lie. You heard me say it before. It just won't have the same feel. I'm not knocking the whole, I'm just knocking the name. Stop rebooting, revamping stuff. just make something brand new. Be original. That's our problem today in entertainment now. Everybody wants to revamp and bring back to life, and I take the time to create something organic and be original with it. Just do another rap show, hip-hop show with videos and shit like that. That's what you do. The only TV raps time of cats in my generation, in my, you know, growing up late 80s and through the mid-90s, it was all about not just live performances, but the music videos and promotions and the whole nine. It fits that era. And to kind of redo it, and it's something I'm not big on revamping anything. I don't care what it is. Here's a reboot of a movie or clothing line or something. It's just, sometimes it's not just about the name. It was the era it was in. And you cannot, and sometimes it stays there. It stays there and just make something new. But no one wants to do anything original anymore. Everybody want to just add and stir, and here you are with maybe a pinch of this, a pinch of that, and it gives you a little bit of something different. I'm going to look at it because I don't have the Paramount Plus. My thing is, actually, you want to really bring that shit back? Put that back on MTV. Put it back in the time slots that it once was. Like after school, around like 4:30, 4:30, and then on weekends around like 11:30. You know what I mean? Do it that way if you want to really bring it back. I just think it's, like I said, it's not going to be the same. This revamping stuff does not last long at all. It just doesn't. Just have a hip hop show and just change the name, and there'll be DJ Drama Cuts and the dude Conceited, which got an awful horrible name, by the way. You need to change that joint. It's corny. Just the name is corny, Conceited. It's corny. Like, this doesn't, it's corny. It's just a corny-ass name. Change it. Change the name. Don't revamp. It's like trying to revamp Rap City and put some, nah, just do a video show and just put another name on it. You can see elements from it, but don't call it on TV Raps because it's just not going to be the same. That's my opinion, because I grew up in my teens and stuff like that, seeing your TV Raps and Rap City and stuff like that. Sometimes you just gotta be original. It doesn't hurt to be original. It just doesn't. Whatever ideas they have for your TV Raps, take that and just change the damn name. That's it. That's it. That's at the end of the day. Moving on. Netflix announces new Dave Chappelle comedy specials. Controversial comic will host and produce 4 comedy specials focusing on other veteran comedians. The streamer announced Friday the release of 4 upcoming comedy specials executive produced and hosted by the controversial comic. The series of specials is dubbed Chappelle's Home Team, and each will feature a different comic introduced by Chappelle. The first to be featured is Earthquake, real name Nathaniel Martin Stroman, and his special called Earthquake Legendary premieres February 28th. Another special will spotlight Donnell Rollins. We all know Donnell Rollins. I'm rich, bitch. Anyway, one similarity shared by all the feature comics is they've been in the stand-up game for at least 30 years. I've been doing this for a long time, and comedians like Quick and Donnell are not only friends but have inspired my own career, Chappelle said. Anyone in the comedy community knows these names and knows their time to shine long overdue. I'm proud to be a part of this moment. Specials are directed by Chappelle's go-to helmer, Stan Lathan, executive produced by Chappelle, Lathan, Earthquake, Ricky Hughes, and Jermaine Smith. Chappelle is a hugely popular draw for the streamer, but his last Netflix special, October's The Closer, drew considerable criticism from the media as well as from many of his fans for a comic's lengthy discussion of the transgender movement, segments that were blasted as transphobic. Netflix CEO Ted Sandros defended the special amid uproar from some in the streamer's own employee ranks and later admit, "I screwed up, but not being more sensitive to Netflix staffers." Still, Sandros backed the program as consistent with our comedy offering. It's consistent with Dave Chappelle's comedy brand, and this is one of those times, and when there's something on Netflix that you're not going to like. At the time, The Closer was billed as the last of a 6 special package of Chappelle content for the streamer. Chappelle will also headline a performance at the Hollywood Bowl for Netflix Los Angeles Comedy Festival, Netflix is a Joke, which gets underway April 28th. I like, they only gave me 2 names for the specials. And only one premiere date, February 20th for Earthquake. They got Donnell Rollins, General Ashley Larry, and so forth. That's going to be kind of cool. They give a premiere date for that. And I want to know who the other two will be. I think this is a great idea to bring on some veterans who have not really got that shine. And you got Chappelle, who can bring that to everyone. He's the guy who can just put that spotlight on them and let a rip, Tater Chip. And Netflix and is a great platform for them. I think it's kind of cool. I'm looking forward to – I'm not a big Earthquake, but I still watch – not a big Earthquake fan per se. I still watch it. I like Donnell Rollins. Cool Cat. I met him a few years ago on my original show I did, Triple Threat Video, like years ago. He's a cool cat. And I'm just looking forward just to see the other two specials, who they're going to be. Most likely, I'd like to probably meet some females or whatever, which would be kind of cool. So looking forward to that. And, you know, Chappelle, he's doing this dang thing. He just moving forward and keeping it moving. What can you say? And let's see what else. Oh, Michael Rubin's Fanatics, Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Lil Baby, and more acquire Mitchell & Ness for $250 million. Michael Rubin's Fanatics and Jay-Z, as well as several other familiar names, are among those confirmed to have acquired Mitchell & Ness. In a statement shared with Complex, Rubin touted the Philadelphia-based company as an iconic brand with a limitless future. Incredibly excited for Fanatics to partner with this incredible group of innovative owners to build upon the company's already strong business that has kept the brand culturally relevant for more than 100 years. Philadelphia 76ers partner and Fanatics CEO said, growing up as a kid in Philly, we looked at Mitchell & Ness as a badge of pride, and I truly believe this legendary brand has no limit. A source to the deal confirms that it was worth $250 million. The deal breakdown of which is 75% Fanatics, 25% other involved parties, sees Rubin, Fanatics, Jay-Z, Meek Mills, Maverick Carter, Lil Baby, the Emma Millo family, i.e. Charlie, Dixie, Mark, and Heidi, and others, I don't know who they are, and others acquiring the brand from Juggernaut Capital Partners. Moving forward, the aim is to achieve a marrying of Mitchell & Ness business model with the Fanatic platform, including via product portfolio expansion and push for more global recognition. Mitchell & Ness will continue to operate as a separate entity within the larger Fanatic commerce framework, meaning Mitchell & Ness CEO Kevin Wolf will still retain the current title, while reporting to Joe Bojnik, president of Fanatic Brands. Fashion is cyclical, but classics are forever. Mitchell & Ness is a true classic, Jay-Z said of the acquisition. I was an early adopter of this brand, as well as a part of the departure from athletic wear. I am proud to play a small role into bringing it back and, in some cases, introducing it, the authenticity and quality of Mitchell & Ness brand to a new generation. I think that's kind of cool. I like Mitchell & Ness. I got couple of Phillies throwback jerseys for Mitchell & Ness, and I'm a big sports person, and I think it's a great investment for everyone involved, Jay, Meek Mills, and so, and Lil Baby, and so forth. So I think it's a great investment. I think it's a smart investment, to be honest with you, and I'm excited to see where it goes and what happens. I'm familiar with Fanatics. I get some stuff from Fanatics also, because I'm a big sports person, so I'm looking forward to see what happens next, what changes they're going to make with Mitchell & Ness and the whole nine. I think it should be fun. I think it'll be great. And I think it's a great investment, man. I love that. That's a good idea with the investment they make with the Mitchell & Ness. All right. Let's see. I think I got time for one more music break. When I come back, I'll wrap things up here. NYPA Entertainment Radio. Stick around.
The best.
dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's real, she's oh, she's got all the curves of man like. She's real, she's oh, she's got all the curves of man like. Look at her, she's the best man of Gemma. She's boxy classy, oh, sex is fancy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, oh, she's sexy.
I should grow it out, but I like it short. You prefer me in the skirt and these baggy jeans, and you don't like all my Jordans, so you buy heels for me. I only do it for you, I'm not comfortable with it. What do you do for me that you're not comfortable with? Tell me I'm one in a million, but you don't like me the way I am. Diamonds and pearls, the bees and the birds. Give you the world, that's what you deserve. I think in my body is all that I'm worth. That's your definition of girls, but I'm not like that. Sorry that I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. started trying to be what you want me to. I get my nails done just so you approve. Me, why you do whatever you want to? Cause I love you either way. Diamonds and pearls, the bees and the birds. Give you the world, that's what you deserve. I think in my body is all that I'm worth. That's your definition of girls, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Love me the way I am. Just hold me. Tell me everything's okay. What you deserve. I think you're my body is all that I'm worth. It's your definition of girls, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. I'm not like that.
NYPA Entertainment Radio. Well, folks, look at the time. It's about that time to wrap things up. Okay? I'm going to miss you guys. You know what? You miss me? Don't answer all at once. All right. That's it. Shout out to everyone near and far. Thank you for listening to the show live or downloading it on demand at your leisure and your pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm back up live next week, Lord willing, from 5 to 7 p.m. here on Block Talk Radio. Don't forget, changes are coming, platform changes, special guests, format changes, the whole nine. So I'm a walk you through the whole thing. I'm going to hold your hands and walk you through it. I'm just going to throw you on the deep end of the pool. I'm going to walk you through this change as we're happening here at NYP Entertainment Radio. You know, I'm not going to leave you out there hanging. So be safe. I know I say this every time. It's kind of cheesy and corny. Be safe. Be nice to one another. Love one another. Don't sweat the bullshit. Keep your faith. Stay strong. And enjoy your week, everyone. And I'll see you live here next week on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Yo. I'm not a preacher. I just like making good music. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind terrain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The
over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number nine. I'm just drifting away, these dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I seek to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the good and the evil, the benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I've built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing, ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars I bear are reminders is a battle that I've won, lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, the society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl, regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world. I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.